It's not easy being the one everyone counts on to keep the facility running, no matter the weather or supply chain hiccup. But we get you, Raymond in Buffalo, and Maria in Miami, Jules in Minneapolis, and Stan in Central Indiana, taking control of everything that's under your control. At Grainger, we're here for you with experienced branch staff at over 250 locations so you get the product you're looking for. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is CBS Sports Radio, and you are locked in to the JR Sport Brief show. Consider yourselves lucky. Not luckily, lucky. Because I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you all so much to people listening all over North America on the free Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Thank you to people listening wherever on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. All my friends listening on Sirius XM, channel 158, and everybody smart enough to listen on a smart speaker. Well, all you have to do is ask that speaker, ask that machine to play CBS Sports Radio. We got a lot to discuss tonight. Okay, week two of the NFL season is done. And now in modern era, week two in any NFL season or every week basically runs from Thursday to Monday. And now it's done. We're here on Tuesday. There is no NFL football. We got plenty of baseball happening all over the damn place. And we'll take a look at the happenings in week two of the NFL season. We'll talk about Aaron Judge, someone who is going to be due a whole lot of money. And I love it. Speaking of money, two of the wealthiest athletes on earth are in the news today. One, because he's bald, maybe. LeBron James is bald. Okay, took him long enough. And then you got Tom Brady, who's in the news. He is not happy that Mike Evans has been suspended. He feels that it is ridiculous. Okay, fine, Tom Brady. He's entitled to his opinion, just like everyone else. And then we'll take a look at some of the other teams in the NFL. Now that we've been through 2 weeks, you're always going to have folks who are exaggerating about what has taken place. And this team is going to the Super Bowl. Someone called last night and who'd he say was a dark horse? The Lions. The Lions are a dark horse to go to the Super Bowl. The Lions don't know what the playoffs are. Can we start there first? And so I want to take a look at some of the teams that have disappointed. I want to take a look at some of the teams that have done an amazing job so far in the first two that have been absolutely impressive. And so in a few minutes, yes, we'll get into Brady and LeBron. We'll talk about teams that have disappointed, teams that have titillated and excited. Yeah, excited you. Yeah, you didn't expect. Hey, Shep, did you expect to hear the word titillated tonight?
No, I did not.
Well, you got it.
I was impressed with that.
Absolutely.
Almost as impressed with the video you put on social media, by the way.
Oh, we'll get to that. Yeah, yes, I was at Fordham University today.
Yeah, man, I wish I was there, man. Seriously.
It's all good. No, students were there. That's all that matters. And shout-outs to athletic director of Fordham, Ed Cull, helping to pull everything together. But more importantly, Shep, it's a very simple question. How the hell are you, man? You doing good?
Man, Jay, I got you in studio live. I am doing great, my friend.
You're like 15 feet away from me.
Crazy, man. I'm getting spoiled tonight and this week.
Yeah, I was here last night. I was here today.
What about tomorrow?
I don't know. We'll see.
Gotcha.
Depends on how I feel.
What can we do at CBS Sports Radio Studios to make you feel at home for tomorrow?
I feel at home wherever I am. You need a song lyric?
No.
Yeah, Papa was a Rolling Stone, man. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
Miles Davis or B.B. King, who are you taking? I had this debate with a friend today.
Am I taking Miles Davis or B.B. King? What was B.B. King? What was that guitar name? Lucille?
I think so.
Did Miles? No, I got to go. Any man who runs around. Oh, I can't say that on the radio. I'll let you fill in the blank. Any man who runs around and hangs out with Lucille all day and utilizes his whatever to play Lucille, I'm with that guy. So shout outs to B.B. Absolutely. Well, thank you, Shep. I didn't expect that one, but here we are. And now we'll talk about sports. Here's the deal. If you want to give me a holler, it's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me online as Shep found me at Fordham University. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. That's at JR Sport Brief. And, yes, we'll talk about my stop at Fordham University here in the Bronx, New York City, later on in the show. But I was here with you yesterday, as Shep mentioned, at least here in New York City. And speaking of New York, forget the city, we got to go upstate. We got to go to Buffalo. We got to go to a town where people eat wings, like Buffalo wings. Is it true Buffalo wings were founded in Buffalo? I think that's the case. I also know that all those folks in Buffalo like to jump off of tables and tailgate and party and light fires, and also know they're very charitable and hospitable to people who happen to be in their town and in their neighborhood. But for right now, the Buffalo Bills are based in Buffalo, but those guys, they are absolute killers. They're destroying everybody. The season is just underway. They're 2-0. They got 15 more games just like everybody else. And last night, we saw the latest ass-whooping that they handed the Titans, 41-7. Okay, fine. You can say it's the Tennessee Titans. Ryan Tannehill doesn't know his ass from his elbows. He doesn't know his own teammate from the opposition. He is someone who is prone to throwing an interception basically at every important part of the game. It's like, hey, the game just started. Interception. It's like, hey, the game is ending and we have a chance to win. Interception. Hey, we just came out of halftime. Coach just fired us up. Let me throw an interception. Ryan Tannehill is good for that, and now he doesn't have A.J. Brown to help bail him out. And Derrick Henry is just like, man, I can't carry the ball every time. They know I'm going to do it. And so, yeah, they beat those Titans last night, smacked them. But let's not forget this is the same Buffalo Bills team that opened up the season. And they smacked the defending Super Bowl champs, 31-10. And so we should not be surprised about what we've seen. You know, I just called the team a bunch of killers. And Von Miller just joined the team from the squad that won the Super Bowl last year. And I'm going to agree with them. The Buffalo Bills, they are a bunch of killers.
We're not playing the game to just win the game. We're playing the game to dominate the game. And we got a team full of killers, man, and it's led by, you know, our quarterback, you know, our head coach, you know, the leadership on this team, you know, from Brandon Bean all the way down to the janitors and the infrastructure of this team.
The janitor? What about the lunch lady? Who else makes the team run?
Parking attendant?
The parking attendant's a killer. Who else?
Ushers.
The ushers are a bunch of killers.
Food vendors.
Yeah, you see the food that they serve up? That's a killer.
Listen, they got the audience in the Bills Mafia. They travel everywhere now.
Who travels everywhere?
Bills Mafia.
No, I'm still on the people that serve the food.
Oh, gotcha.
I don't know what they're serving up in. I don't know what they call that stupid stadium right now. It used to be New Era Field, and they changed it. Can't keep up, man. The football stadium in Buffalo. I'm pretty sure whatever they're serving up. The place is called Highmark Stadium. Highmarks. I don't know what the hell that Highmark Stadium. Whoever's paying for that, what are they paying? $5 million a year to slap a name on a stadium? Nobody knows what Highmark is. Anyway, those people serving food is probably not good for you. So the food vendors are definitely killers. But I digress. Von Miller talked about Josh Allen. This man was drafted number 7 in the 2018 draft. Do I need to remind you who went number 1? Baker Mayfield. Do I need to remind you who went number 3? Sam Darnold. and Josh Allen went number 7. But if I'm being honest, if Josh Allen was drafted to the Browns, he'd probably be a bum. And if Josh Allen ended up on the New York Jets, he'd probably be, he'd be a janitor right now. Two teams, two systems that can't help out anybody. This is a perfect system for Josh Allen. They allowed him to sling the ball all over the place. He personally has improved as a passer, as a player, as a decision maker in the NFL. They got him Stephon Diggs a couple of seasons ago. Last night, they're out here connecting for 1, 2, 3 touchdowns. And Diggs is like, hey, I ain't playing out here in Minnesota no more. I need to find me somebody who's going to get me the ball. Hey, playing second fiddle to Thielen, you must be out your mind. And so now he is flourishing. 3 touchdowns last night. 4 touchdowns overall for the season. Already has 270 yards. This is a hell of a combination. And their head coach, Sean McDermott, I don't want to say he's along for the ride. He ain't out there throwing games, so you got to give him credit as well. He says the Allen Diggs combo is special.
That last throw that Josh made and to Steph, and I'm just saying, go get it, man, go get it, and he got it. It was fun to watch. I mean, that was awesome.
Oh, it's like a love story. It's like Allen to Diggs. Touchdown. We need John Sterling to come through and give us a call. Here comes the ball. Touchdown. And I appreciate it. We expect the Bills to go back to the playoffs and trounce some teams. They're going to find some opposition. The AFC is not easy. But Josh Allen to Diggs is a hell of a combo. Stephon Diggs, he's happy. He's thrilled that he also has this chance to be on the receiving end of Josh Allen passes. Because Josh Allen, unlike Kirk Cousins, he's going to run around. He's going to take chances. He's going to open up the field. He's going to try to bust through for 5, 10, 15, 20 yards, and he's going to throw bombs. And so utilizing his legs, something that Kirk Cousins wasn't always going to do. Diggs says when Josh Allen is playing, when he's running around, he's going to find you.
They play a lot of zone, just understand spacing and understand time. And I know Josh, he can extend the play. And it's usually when you extend the play with a quarterback like that, he can find you. And the ball's going to get you. You just got to catch it. So really going to just do your job. I'm trying to do my job to the best of my ability, keep it fun. He's a big kid, too, so being out there is easy for me.
Yeah, it's unlike Tua Tagovailoa. Tua said, oh, yeah, I can't see over anybody. If you don't see me, I can't see you. You better find yourself open and look at me. Josh Allen is easy to spot on the field. He's the dude leveling and challenging cornerbacks and linebackers. He's the dude throwing bombs. Josh Allen is that guy who every year that he plays now is going to be in that MVP conversation. Someone called last night and he said, oh, yeah, Josh Allen, I think he's going to be MVP. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, sure, fine, he might be. Is that what he's playing for? Is that what Buffalo Bills want to see from Josh Allen? You want to see this man go out there and win MVP? The hell you shortchanging yourself for? I don't care about the Buffalo Bills, but if the Bills were going to do anything, if Josh Allen was going to accomplish anything, let him get both. Let him win a Super Bowl first. Like, there's so many players. I don't want to just see what you can do in the regular season. We know that. I don't want to just see you have success in the playoffs. We know that. I want to see you go to the Super Bowl. Isn't that what people play for? These NFL players, A, are playing for money. They're trying to get the cash in their pockets so they can support their families and so they can get ridiculous bread. Josh Allen got his deal. $43 million per, and good for him. He got paid. He parlayed his selection at number 7 overall into cash. He's played his way into that. What are you going to do in the championship game? Are you going to get there? Are you going to go to the Super Bowl? That's what I want to see. Because the Buffalo Bills are going to annihilate teams the rest of this year. They have a fun game coming up against Miami. This will be a great measuring stick game for Miami. They have a fun game coming up against Baltimore, the team that could not hold the lead against Miami. We know Lamar Jackson. Come on. Even though Josh Allen hasn't won an MVP yet, I put him in that same category of Lamar Jackson. Yeah, you are an amazing talent. What can your team do? Are you going to win it all? Are you going to be competitive? Pittsburgh, they can't keep up with the Bills. They can't do it. They'll be annihilated. Kansas City will be a fun one. Green Bay should be fun. Maybe by the time we're a month and a half through the season, maybe Green Bay, that offense, is running a little bit more efficiently. The New York Jets for the Buffalo Bills will just be practice. Minnesota Vikings, oh, wow, what are they going to do? They got thrashed by the Eagles. And they got Cleveland. So these games here at the top of the totem pole, or the beginning of the season, they're going to be tough. Miami's not going to be a pushover. Baltimore's not going to be a pushover. Pittsburgh might not be able to score with the Buffalo Bills, but they will not be a pushover. Kansas City definitely won't be a pushover. That might be the AFC title game. A lot of these games might be the AFC title game. The Bills are going to destroy folks. They're going to whoop ass. They have high expectations. At the beginning of the season, when I gave you my top six list of NFL teams, I had the Buffalo Bills at the top. I said that I feel the Bills are the team that have the best chance to actually go out and win the Super Bowl. Let's see if they do it. Because every year that the Buffalo Bills, from this point on, every year that they do not win a Super Bowl, will ultimately be a disappointment. When are they losing? How many teams are they going through? What do you feel that the realistic expectations are? What is a success for the Bills, and what's a failure? They got all the talent in the world. They brought in a Von Miller. They brought in a Stephon Diggs. They have a smooth, steady head coach in Sean McDermott. They have a quarterback who will go all the way, is balls to the walls, and still is durable in the process. Bills fans deserve it all. Fans in Buffalo deserve it all. But if it's not delivered, you're going to be disappointed. It's not about Josh Allen and more MVP consideration. It's about the Buffalo Bills finally going out there and winning a Super Bowl. Anything less than that from this season onward is just a disappointment. It's the JR Sport Reef Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Oh, yeah, sure. It's only two games into the season, and the Bills are 2-0. And as Von Miller said, they are killers. They should go to the Super Bowl. And anything less is going to be a disappointment. You can throw those individual awards out the window. I'm going to take your calls on the other side of the break. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
Team full of killers, man.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You can't be shocked. You cannot be surprised. The Buffalo Bills have started the season 2-0. The first victim, the defending. Well, let me go back. Put a little funk on it. The reigning, defending Super Bowl champs, the Rams, they smacked them up. Embarrassed them to start the season a couple of Thursdays ago. Took care of them, handled them. Last night, obliterated the Titans. Okay, yeah, sure, the Titans have taken a step back, but 41-7? They got Miami next. That should be fun. They have Baltimore next. That should be fun. Maybe this upcoming time they won't choke away the game. Pittsburgh, Kansas City, Green Bay, New York Jets. Okay, whatever. Minnesota, Cleveland, another whatever. And this is fun. The Buffalo Bills are expected to obliterate everybody this season. But I hear a lot of people talking. Somebody called last night. Josh Allen, MVP. I'm like, yeah, sure. He played like an MVP last year. Shep, what did he do last year in an MVP voting? Where did he finish?
Well, it was two years of 2020. It was second, and that's only because he's 24 and it's the Bills.
Come on. This guy is absolutely amazing. We know he's amazing. Yeah. And so now I want to see him win a Super Bowl. It has nothing to do with him. I'm sure somebody's listening, and they got a problem with me saying it. It was just like, fine. We know you're great. We know you're good. I'd love to see you win a championship now.
JR, in fairness, and I do hear Bills fans saying this throughout the country right now as opposed to what JR was saying before, if you give Josh Allen, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, Andy Reid, he's going to have at least one Super Bowl to his, you know, mantle as well.
Well, sure, we don't live in that world.
So what I'm saying is Josh Allen is the best quarterback in the NFL. He just hasn't had the ancillary pieces that Rodgers has had, like an Adams or Mahomes has had in a Hill or a Kelce, et cetera.
That fact is debatable.
Okay, well, you right now,
yeah, for
the
best quarterback on
planet Earth.
2 games into an NFL season, yeah, Josh Allen is the best.
Okay, good.
But my point is, who cares? It's 2 games.
It's a big 2 games.
Yeah.
They didn't just win. Oh, they dominated.
Yeah, they kicked ass.
There you go.
Yeah, but the season ain't 2 games. They got to go out there and play 15 more. And if they go ahead and hit the skids or the toilet or wherever, it's going to be a disappointment. And so there are really 2 teams in the NFL that I look at that and I go, wow, there's nothing left for y'all to do but win a championship. I feel over the past several years that the Ravens have taken a step back from that. I look at the Buffalo Bills and I still see them as a team progressing. The next step for the Buffalo Bills is to actually go to the Super Bowl. And the next step after that is for them to go out there and win it. Like, we know you're great. I mean, we had to look at Dan Marino be great for his whole career. He got a shot early, and it never came again. We know you're great. What else you got? And for Buffalo Bills fans, they know about greatness, and they also know that you can get close one time. Oh, no. Oh, where'd that field goal go? I don't know. And you can get close again. Oh, no, what happened? Oh, we got our asses whooped. And then you can get close again and again. Who the hell goes to the Super Bowl 4 times and don't even win by accident? It stinks. I want to see Buffalo win. And then we're going to talk to Andre Reed. I'm going to get Andre Reed on, and we'll talk about that with him. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Sal, he's calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Sal?
Hey, what's up, JR? How are you?
What it is. I'm good. Thank you.
That's good. I just want to pick your thoughts on this weekend. Bills-Miami. Miami high-power offense. How's their defense? You think Josh Allen can outscore?
Yeah. I mean, they've been smacking folks around. Why would I think otherwise? This is the beautiful thing if you're a fan of the Buffalo Bills. You should not enter into any game and feel like you don't have a chance to win. The biggest competition for the
100%.
Yes.
100%. But after last night, the only thing that does worry me is the defense. A lot of injuries. A lot of injuries. We do have depth, but not in the backfield.
Well,
we're down to two rookies.
Yes.
Two rookie corners.
That's the NFL, bruh. There's 17 full weeks of games for them to play. Tre'Davious is going to come back. And you want to know something? He's going to have time, hopefully, to work his way into shape. You have two of the best safeties in the entire game. I get
100% right. I'm not worried about Tre'Davious. I know he'll be back. All pro corner. We have all pro nickel corner, Taron Johnson. But right now, at the moment, we're down to two rookies. Don't get me wrong. They're both good. They've been playing really good.
Bruh.
But you got Waddle and you got Tyreek Hill.
Sal. Yes. And they can go ahead and sling the ball. We know what the threats are. If we got to start nitpicking every single individual game, here's what I know and what you probably know as well. It is highly unlikely that the Buffalo Bills go through 17 games and finish perfect. What do you think they're going to lose? Two, three, four games? Maybe five at max at worst? They lose five games?
I see four being worst at worst.
Okay, so four games, five games, don't matter. They're going to lose. There's going to be a game where the corners get torched. This is a long game, and thank you, Sal, for calling from Buffalo. The NFL season is not a sprint. It's not a boxing match. It's not here for a couple of hours, and then it's done. It's a marathon. Even though it's only 17 games, it's not Major League Baseball, let's play, what, 162? It's a marathon. You're going to have your ups. You're going to have your downs. You're going to have your injuries. I mean, I mentioned Tre'Davious. He ain't even played yet. Does it matter? Sure, he'd love to be out there all season long. The Bills would love to have him out there all season long. But all things considered, if he's back for the damn playoffs and he's playing at a high level, he can get his reps in, they good. Yeah, Tua Tagovailoa can dump the ball out in the flat to Waddle. He can give it to Tyreek, and they can bust it down the field for 90 yards. Sure, that's always a threat. Everybody knows. Could they lose? Yes, absolutely. I'd still favor the Bills here. Maybe this will be the game against Miami where they get punched in the mouth. Dog is calling from North Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Re-Show. What's up, Dog?
What's up, JR, man? Good to hear you, bro. I'm going to tell you something right quick, man. Your opening monologue or salvo, man, is inspirational, bro. It makes you want to live.
Well, thanks.
All right. And part two, man, I'm going to say it like this, man. I'm 52, man, so I've seen the four Super Bowls. But this year, man, they got the team to they got all the tools, man. They're going to go through some things. And like you say, they're going to drop some games. Everybody, I don't see nobody going undefeated for 17 games. But as far as your question about them is it Super Bowl or bust? I say definitely. They got a big window, but it's still Super Bowl or bust.
That's right.
It's their year, man.
That's right.
And I appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much, Doc, for calling up from North Carolina. Come on the opposite end, we have a team that, for the most part, who the hell expected the Bengals? Let me say that again. Who expected the Bengals to be in the Super Bowl? Not me. Probably not you. And anyone who expected the Bengals to be in the Super Bowl last year didn't do it on football merit. They did it on heart and they did it on fandom. They didn't do it on logic. You could say, oh, man, well, Joe Burrow special. Joe Burrow was going to take us there. Nah, come on. That ain't no fact. That ain't no football fact. They came together at the end of the season, and they had a couple of miracles here or there, and they got there. It happens. Now Joe Burrow is a pinata again. He snaps the ball, and he's laying on the turf. And not too easy now, is it? 855-212-4CBS. I want to share this with you. We can talk about the Bills' expectations, but the guys in the locker room, they're the ones who have to play 17 games. They have to go week to week. And Von Miller has the correct approach to saying, we ain't think about no Super Bowl right now. got to take your damn time. Whoa. Aaron Judge hit a home run, huh? This guy doesn't stop. Aaron Judge is one home run away from the stupid record, man. What are we doing here? What a guy. We're going to talk about Aaron Judge. When we come back, I want you to hear Von Miller's thoughts on the Super Bowl. But we're going to take a break right now.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
But I'm going to get off the radio. I just want to let you know I commend you for what you're doing, JR. That's great what you're up there doing, the speaking engagements and talking to these college students and stuff. We need more of that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Not only minutes ago did Aaron Judge hit his 60th home run, the Yankees are hosting, in the Bronx, the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Yankees entered into the bottom of the ninth, down 8-4. Aaron Judge changed that with his 60th home run. He is now one shy of tying the American League record. Well, that made the score 8-5. Yankees were losing, still 8-5, okay. Rizzo got on base with a hit. And Torres walked. Josh Donaldson singled. The score is 8-5. And Giancarlo, I am always almost broken, Stanton, steps up to the plate. And one of the strongest guys in Major League Baseball hits a walk-off grand slam. The two giants, literally, for the New York Yankees, leading the way. The Yankees beat the Pirates. Of course, it's the Pirates. 9-8. Walk-off grand slam by Giancarlo Stanton. And more importantly, from a historical perspective, Aaron Judge hit his 60th. We got about 2 more weeks left of baseball. This man, he gonna tie Roger Maris for 61, and damn it, I hope he gets 62. We're going to talk about Aaron Judge at the top of the hour. Paid. He's going to get paid. He's going to get the money. It's ridiculous. Before we went to break, we were talking about the Buffalo Bills. I want to get your calls in. I don't know if the Yankees are going to go to no World Series. I don't know if they have the pitching for it. But ultimately, to win a championship in the NFL, I think the Bills, pardon the pun, and Bills are not horses, but they got the horses. And Von Miller, as I shared with you, Von Miller's approach isn't to go out and win the damn Super Bowl. It's about taking everything game by game by game.
You just play the game. You know, whenever you start thinking about Super Bowls, man, it's like drinking from a fire hydrant, man. Like, you know, you just got to take it, you know, one play at a time. It's 17 weeks. And, you know, football is a humbling sport. You know, you're going to be met with adversity at some point, and we just keep preparing for that adversity.
Well, I don't got to play. I watch. That's for him and his team to think about, not me. And Von Miller got 3 of them suckers. He's trying to go for a fourth. Good for you, not me. If y'all don't do it, better luck next year. And every year that you get far removed, the window closes. Chris is calling from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, are you with me?
Yeah, you're with me. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, first of all, I like Miles Davis, but I like B.B. King more. So we'll just leave it at that.
Good man.
Let me tell you about the Bills. They were really pushing hard last year. I thought they'd go to the Super Bowl last year, and they didn't. You know, that kind of sucked. But I'll tell you what, this year, they look strong. And if you're another team, you better be looking out for them, because they added some pieces that really put them over the top.
No, absolutely. I don't think there's any fear for them. And thank you, Shep. You are correct. He won a Super Bowl with the Broncos. He won another one with the Rams. Now he's looking for a third one with a third team here in Buffalo. Thank you, Shep. Tony, he's calling from South Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, 50 years old, been a Buffalo Bills fan my whole life, watching and understanding the game since 1981. Seen a lot, you know. As Bills fans, we got a ton of scar tissue, man. You know, just you think through the years, just the things I've seen with my own eyes that have happened when we were supposed to win this or win that. And it has to be one game at a time. It all starts with ownership. This current ownership group is 100% committed to winning. They've hired the right front office. It started with the head coach, and it's a great ride, but we are always going to be cautiously optimistic. It could be 42-7 with 4 minutes left in the Super Bowl. We're going to still be worrying just because we're Buffalo Bills fans and we know what can happen. This is probably the best team they've had top to bottom. I think maybe even a little bit better than the 1990 team that went to Super Bowl 25. I mean, I don't see too many holes, but we've got to stay healthy. We've got to stay out of trouble, and we've got to have a little bit of luck.
Yeah,
you know? And then maybe, just maybe, we'll bring it home. And, hey, maybe we'll win 4 straight, and then the nation can leave us alone and stop picking on us, you know, because
Who's picking on Buffalo Bills? Who's picking on them?
Of course, you look at the cesspool of social media, the first thing they're going to be is you know, oh, you lost 4 straight, or you lost this when you should have won 13 seconds, touchdown throwback. Oh. There's tons of other instances in regular season games.
Well, Tony, stay off the internet, man. You'd probably be better off that way.
Well, you know that's an impossibility,
you
my
can't,
man.
Come on,
it's 2022.
What are you on? You on Instagram?
No, I refuse to tweet and I refuse to Instagram.
But you use
Facebook
it.
Facebook is about as far as I go, man.
Oh, well, Facebook is probably the worst of all, man. Stay off of there, okay? Thank you, Tony.
You got it, man.
No doubt about it. Yeah, stay off. Well, Facebook doesn't want me to say this. I say stay off of Facebook. The alarm bells go off. They're gonna do something to me now. Sorry, Facebook. Not really. Don't care. AB's calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, what's up, OG? Thanks for having me on, man.
Hey, OG, what the hell is that?
Hey, I got to respect my elders, man, right?
Elder.
You know, I'm showing some love.
Elder, how old are you?
I'm only like 28. What are you?
Oh, 28? I'm not too much older than you. Don't call me an elder.
Elder doesn't say his age.
You're OG there. You're not a YG.
No, I'm probably, listen, I bet you I look younger than you.
You think so?
I'm almost certain of it. Yeah, go ahead, AB.
We'll compare that another day. Hey, I was just calling in. I'm not a Bills fan, but I was showing love. They're looking dangerous. Offense is potent as hell. They don't got no running game, but Josh Allen makes up for it. Defense is looking legit, you know. And shout out to the Eagles. They're looking good. They impressed last night. But who's this dude, Amon-Ra St. Brown, man?
Where you been? He's lighting it up for Detroit. He's not a joke. He's not a game. His dad was a world-class bodybuilder, flexer. His other brother on Chicago is also a beast. You know, people don't talk about him because he is a lion. He is already one of the best wide receivers in the entire NFL.
You're not lying. And I was facing him in fantasy. That's how I found out. I'm like, who is this
fantasy dude
dropping 40 on me? And back to the Bills, thank God I drafted Stephon Diggs second round, whoever let him drop to me. Dude dropped like 45 last night, and I got the dub, but damn.
So is that how you
– had me mad.
That's how you find out about NFL players through fantasy?
It really is. Fantasy is my life, you know. So I'm in six leagues, so
– We need to find you another hobby. What were you doing before fantasy? You were playing GameCube?
I was picking up girls, you know, hitting a couple doobies and, you know, John like that. It's nothing crazy.
Oh, yeah, watch your mouth, okay? Please.
You saw me catch myself.
Yeah, you're a national radio, man. If
you saw me catch it.
If you say something, you say something ridiculous, you'll never be back.
Oh, that's my fault.
Yeah,
hey, shout out to Aaron Rodgers. Shout out to Aaron Judge, man.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Aaron Judge at the top of the hour.
Who's your home run king? Barry Bonds or Judge if he breaks it?
Where you been the past couple weeks?
I was going to say, I know I haven't been here the past because I'm sure you've mentioned
How about the guy that didn't cheat? How about
exactly,
that?
Exactly.
There you go.
My boy's like, oh, we grew up in the steroid era. You know, Bonds,
yeah,
boy. Nah,
I don't care. Listen, there's somebody who will tell me, oh, well, the ball still went over defense.
Exactly. Yeah, he had a little help.
He had a little help.
Yeah, me on juice. I bet I hit a couple.
Not me. You're better than me, AB. You be well, okay?
You too, JL. Have a good night, bro.
Thank you, no doubt. Hey, listen, people will be mad at me. Hey, Shep, you know how long will it take for someone to be mad at me?
I mean, you broadcast 300 different stations, so probably a nanosecond.
Sure.
Right.
The ball still went. When Barry Bonds hit the home run, the ball still went over the fence. When Barry Bonds hit the home run, and the steroids didn't help him with his hand-eye coordination. When Barry Bonds hit the home run, everybody was doing it.
That's the argument that most people make, is that he had to do it to combat what the others were doing.
So what? Who cares? The way some people defend Barry Bonds, you would think that Barry Bonds was, hugging their kid. Probably not, because this guy was a jerk. The way some people defend Barry Bonds, you would think that he was helping old ladies across the street. He probably spit on them before he do that. The way people defend Barry Bonds, you would think that he is the most beloved person in sports. Barry Bonds said, yes, when I played, when I spoke to the media, he says I was a jerk. Come on.
He's beloved in San Francisco to this day, though. And I both know that.
He still is.
He's still royalty there.
I don't give a damn where he's royalty. Let's give him a syringe. Let's get a crown and put a syringe at the top, man. Oh, I'm sorry. And not the syringes. He rubbed the stuff. I thought it was flaxseed oil. I'm sorry. Come on. I don't care. Shout outs to the Bay. Not even the Bay. Shout outs to San Francisco. I love them. Love San Francisco. I don't give a damn about Barry Bonds. Yeah, let Aaron Judge hit 61. Let him hit 62. Let him hit 63. Let him hit 64. He ain't going to 70 nothing. But the guy who did it, he's a cheater. I'm not cheating you here. It's the JR Sport Reef Show on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, you're going to hear what Aaron Judge, what his 60th home run sounded like, because this man, he's about to break some records. I'm going to break some hearts here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.
What would you do with an extra 20 hours a week? How about 40? Get part-time or full-time help with a virtual assistant from The Room. Trusted by entrepreneurs, executives, even busy families. The Room's virtual assistants are trained, vetted through a rigorous data-driven process, and matched to fit your needs. Work smarter, delegate more, and get your time back. You have a lot more podcasts to listen to. Visit trytheroom.com. That's trytheroom.com.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.